not, it can do wonders for WPFW. So donate it for a tax break for 2024. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
At 89.3 FM, this is member-supported WPFW, Washington.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah,
you better. You better talk to the folks out there.
Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
All right. Is that Miguel on the board?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning. All right. And good morning to all our listeners out there. Welcome to the Friday edition of Community Watch and Comment. And it's a beautiful day out there. Sun's shining. Mm-hmm. It's not too hot. You know, not too crazy. So, and a good day to start off the weekend. Indeed.
Well, the weather's not crazy, but it's crazy out there.
Oh, that's a whole other story. That's a whole other story. I want to say good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WPFW's Community Watching Comment. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones. And most importantly, you, the listeners, because as we come with you every Friday, we like to find out what your interpretations are, what your opinions are, what your concerns are, whatever, of the various news activity that's going on in our nation's capital and in the rest of the world. Now, today, the Trump administration has been, the members of the Trump administration have been going out making some very, very rousing. Is that the word, man?
Mm-hmm.
Rousing, comments about the future of the country,
shut down.
Went down and talked to the generals. It was like a scene out of an old movie. But anyhow, so he met with the generals, and his other administration officials. They're making some statements that are just raising alarm. Has the Trump administration declared war on the American people? If you listen to them, that's what it sounds like. Take them at their own words, okay? And that's administration officials up and down the chain. Republican officials up and down the chain. So the question this morning is, has Trump and the Trump administration declared war, you know, on the American people? Now, in a recent, like I say, in a recent event, he met with the generals down here in Quantico, over 800 of them, and made this statement about, we want our military to be more lethal. You know, we want to be more brutal. And we will be more brutal and more lethal. You know, that's their mantra. And go ahead, Chip.
I was going to say the most surprising thing is this idea of training them on American cities. We will use American cities as a training ground for our military. It's like, well, I believe there's a thing called posse comitatus where the military is not supposed to be used in the country.
Well, as we have noticed, there's no, they had no issue breaking law, pushing law, you know, to achieve their objectives. But this is just one amongst the many. Once again, you know, telling, you know, henchmen out there running around talking about, well, we want our military to be, you know, lethal and more lethal than it's ever been, brutal.
Manly. Manly. We don't want manly. Women. We want manly.
You know, and and you know, with the other administrator talked about, yeah, you think you thugs in the hood and all that, you know, you think you're gangster. Well, you ain't going to be no more gangster than us. Mm-hmm. You know, and I said, oh, out of the mouth of babes. So, you know, and he stuck on that theme, you know, and we're going to be tough and, you know, hardcore and, you know, blah, 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 you know, and so, you know, once again, it's about declaring war on the American people. What he's going to use the shutdown to punish people. Yeah, fire people, punish blue states, you know, for being democratically controlled. He promises to use the shutdown to, you know, cut even more jobs and programs. And, you know, I mean, the people are going through enough. And right now, with the shutdown, there we go with that uncertainty again, you know, and they're not caring about how this is going to affect the average Joe citizen. You know, they want to use this as a ticket to get rid of programs and to stop funding programs that they don't want to do. They're going to do it by hook or crook. You know, told us once again he's weaponizing the Justice Department to go after political enemies. I mean, go after them. I mean, you know, with both feet. You know, and you know, that's, you know, what precedent is that, you know, setting? He's unleashed the police, ICE, the National Guard. All these agencies have been, you know, what's the word? Unleashed.
Yeah, I was gonna say, in the hood, they would say they were let off the chain. Is what's going on?
Unleashed.
ICE is being sued by someone who arrested twice, a U.S. born citizen, arrested twice by ISIS. You know, so it's.
So that's the context of our conversation this morning. I mean, these people, like I said, they're turning, like they say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's very important to understand it. This is what they are saying. This is what their objectives are. You think you got gangsters? You think y'all are gangsters? We're gonna show you what gangster is.
Right.
You know, comments like that. You know, we gonna do it just the hard way or the easy way. You know, when it came to the whole FCC debate. So, once again, that's the question this morning. Has the Trump administration declared war on the American people? We'd like to hear what you have to say about that. And well, maybe some ideas about how you can either resist or support that. Some people may obviously support this. You know, 202-588-0893 is the number to call for community comment. That's 202-588-0893. This morning, we're discussing, has the Trump administration declared war on the American people? All right, give us a call, share your thoughts, your concerns, or whatever. All right, so let's go to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. What are your thoughts?
Is that me?
That's you.
Yep.
This is Rick calling from Germany.
And, Rick?
Hey, Rick, we missed you last week.
Yeah, I was just listening, brother. I was just listening. I think it's not just Trump, but the wealthy, through using Trump, have declared war on the poor and those struggling in the middle class. I think he's going to do more than just mobilize the police and the federal agents. Soon he's going to declare war on the poor in Southeast, and that's going to be a day that wakes the poor up and makes them realize that they have to vote or else. I'm done, fellas.
All right, man.
202-588-0893. Getting your thoughts on has the Trump administration declared war on the American people? They certainly don't seem to be concerned, no. You know, about the impact these shutdowns are going to have on agencies, on programs for, you know, the poor, as Rick just highly alluded to.
Right.
And, you know, it's there. It's coming. And, you know, this thing make believe, you know.
Well, so the question is,
go ahead, Chip.
I said it's interesting in the way they frame all this stuff, too. I mean, you know, the thing they're saying now is how ICE is going to be ramping up to arrest people at the Super Bowl. The way they frame that, like we believe that these undocumented immigrants are making enough money that they're buying tickets to the Super Bowl. You know, they're always painting people who they don't like, who don't agree with them, as somehow being the villains. That somehow they're the ones that are sapping the strength from America or taking more than their share. It's like, really, these guys that they've been picking up in front of Home Depot, you think they're buying tickets to the Super Bowl
tickets?
Yeah. And it's just, they do this web of lie, you know, to try to frame these people. Just like during the debate where he comes out and says, you know, they're eating the cats and dogs. I mean, you know, he knows it's a lie, but he tries to float this thing of those people aren't like us and they're the ones that are taking away from you, you know.
Well, the only thing I would amend is that it's that entire group, it's that entire administration that's engaged in this. You know, yeah, the words may come out of his mouth, but they're the ones implementing the policies. And, you know, I mean, they're making some outrageous statements, you know, about the future of this country. We got another caller, so let's go to the phone, 202-588-0893. Community Watch and Comment time here on WPFW. Good morning. You're on the show. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment and say that, are y'all there? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was going to say, yeah, no, I kind of, and y'all, you know, I call up here kind of frequently that, you know, what we got going on here is really needed. I mean, my income is suffering from this, man. We can't keep competing like this in the labor force. It definitely tears away from the fabric of the labor force. If you're a small businessman, or if you work in the blue collar labor force, I'm an independent contractor and I work on various platforms and trying to get these people to understand how to unionize and how to be work collectively together. It just doesn't work. And some of the other systems that have came into play, such as the gig economy, is causing the American economy and the labor force to just disappear. So, again, a lot of what I've experienced myself and even talking to these people, trying to collaborate with them as far as workers, trying to unite, trying to get better pay from some of these platforms or some of these distribution centers of such, they're not willing to do it. And some of the systems that they're using, like the nuclear family, has actually, is not in real play with us in the United States. The nuclear family has actually been attacked while they're coming in here still with their nuclear family intact and, using those systems against us. And it's actually even kind of worse because you'll see them in the construction industry with car, full of food and lunch. You know, like almost a program where they're using, and that hurts black families that's trying to compete with them in those jobs. Or I wouldn't even say black families; I'll say American families. All right. So, I think the democratic process has to be, overthought. I mean, you know, rethought and redone, man, because it's not working for all of us.
All right. Thank you for your comments. It ain't working for all of us. And I'm sure a lot of people would agree with that. Okay. Ask those victims of these ICE raids, talk to these African Americans and who can't get contracts, because they're just being shut out of the process, But once again, these little things amount to big things and this administration, it appears that it doesn't really, really care about, anybody other than those that are, MAGA supporters or whatever.
Right. Yeah. The only thing I push back against the caller is that this is where we get trapped because we're in this focus of people of color looking at other people of color. I understand that. What he's saying about, it seems like immigrant families are getting more than African American families that have been here. But the truth of the matter is, they've got us fighting over table scraps between people of color. I mean, where the money is going is the upper brackets. The first thing that Trump came in and did was to cut taxes for the wealthy, and we are here fighting back and forth between ourselves rather than actually targeting those people that have taken the lion's share of the resources in America. So
202-588-0889. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Is that me?
Yep.
That's you.
Good morning. Yeah.
Oh, good morning. You know, we're used to that cue, but anyhow, we'll deal with it. I agree with what you said, gentlemen. This is Miss Mary from Fort Washington. I agree with what you said. That's all we've been doing for the last 30 years, is fighting over the crumbs they throw us. Because that's how they stay in control. As long as we're fighting each other, we weren't going to stand together. As long as we're thinking, you're getting more than me, you're getting more crumbs than I'm getting. That's what they want to hear. Imagine if we all stood together. We wouldn't be where we are right now.
Right.
I don't believe the orange monkey can fire any federal worker during a shutdown. And then now we know who the Project 2025 owner is, a little weasel named, I think, Void or something.
All right.
No, we're not going to become the monsters, but we sure need to fight fire with fire. Right now,
no problem there. But
shut down. I understand the government has been shut down since January. So what we're going through now is nothing, a piece of cake. You know. So I called up the Republicans and I said, "We, the people, demanded this shutdown. This is not a Schumer choice. This is a people's choice, and we need to fight." You know, I understand the pain that people have, so we have to help each other in our families and our neighborhood to stay afloat. That's what we need to do. I'm so glad that Governor Wes Moore put out a statement of, you know, moratorium on certain things that will help the people. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is watching the pushback and keep concentrating on it. Because like I said, we've been in a shutdown since January with this person that's in office. He's so toxic that I can't imagine that the Republican Party can continue to support him. So my prediction is he's going to be out of office in January, along with the James Vance crew and all of that. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is the pushback and constantly calling the politicians and saying that we demanded this shutdown because we needed it. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you for your comments. Thanks for calling again. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Peace and Grand Rising. Grand Rising to you all. Am I on the air? Is it me?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm listening to the discussion, and I'm very interested in it. Has been for decades. But here's my point that I would like to make. You know, just to give something to think about. When I'm listening to comments about, you know, they and they and they, I think what we do is that we are not pointing the finger at the target right on, because there are people out here who are less informed than you or your co-hosts or your guest speakers may be. And this day, it is easily misconstrued to think that they may be the Mexican. They may be the Indians, the East Indians I'm speaking of. Oh, you see what I'm saying? But the day that is being spoke about is the state. The ruling class is the state. The state is in charge, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a high-level manager position that the ruling class used to carry out their dictate. And as radical, as crazy as that man may seem, it serves their purpose. It served the purpose of the ruling class, the state. And who is that? You know, to be more specific, we're talking about the white man. It is not black men, even though black men are within the government, and the government is not the state. The government is an apparatus of the state to carry out the state dictate. Just like senators and congress people and this and that, they are managers. And I would hope that you brothers begin to get more deeper analysis of the situation, as opposed to this they all the time. It is always they. Be specific. And sometimes I hear some hosts talk about, you know, and I don't want to call names, but that is how we inform the public, by calling names, because if not, the public continues to vote for the people who are not serving our interests. And I
just for correction here, we're not telling people not to name names. We're talking about calling people names.
I'm not talking about calling people names. I'm not with that name calling.
I'm talking about naming
the name of the people that are carrying out goals and purposes that are contrary to the needs of the people. All the people, working class people,
seriously,
black or white.
And there are many.
Yeah, and there are names, and we should call these names out, because if not, the less informed will continue to vote for them. And see, and I don't think that voting is going to be the be all end all for oppressed people and working class people, but I think that voting is a useful thing. When properly used and directed, that's what I think. And I think that voting on a local level can be even more powerful than voting on the national level. Talking about the president, voting on local levels, when these 50 states begin to, and when these strongholds of black people can get into some local level positions with some progressive thinking, thinking out the box, black men and women, we can then make some serious changes on the local level that's going to impact on the national level.
Mm.
So
Thank you for your comments.
Not this strange man here. It is really the ruling class. It is the state. Capitalism is the enemy, not the Mexicans, not the East Indians. Capitalism is the enemy.
All right, my man. Thank you for your call. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Hello,
caller.
Okay, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Good.
We can hear you.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. Pinchback. Chipster, can we be early and have a happy birthday? Can we do that?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday to you. I pray you have more healthy and happy ones. I'm Sister Sunshine. You all continue having a blessed day. Thank you for your work there. Always extra thanks to the unpaid folk. Yes? Yes.
All right, man. Another trip around the planet is completed for you.
That's right.
All right. 202-588-0893. Has the Trump administration declared war on the American people? He's saying, hey, we're going to use this shutdown. We're going to close agencies. We're going to close down programs. We're going to, take away your salary. And we're going to, fire you permanently. Good gracious. Wow. The American people just went through that, but they do not seem to object to continuing those threats and following through on those threats. And that's the most, the scariest part about this.
Right.
Is that they have absolutely no trepidation about enacting these threats that they're making. All right, I think we got another caller. 202-588-0893. Community watch and comment. You're in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. All right. Good morning, caller. You on the program?
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
All right.
Well, that's good.
I
am not sure, but I believe that there used to be a middle class in the United States, and only for a short period of time right after World War II, where a man could work and take care of his family and people could go to school and not come out with tremendous debts. And the rich in the cultural view from certain European countries, there's royalty. They have a blood right above us, above the common man. And I think it's the rich just reasserting themselves. And it's not just the Trump. I think it's, I don't see that much difference between policies of Trump and Biden, to be honest with you. Biden was against Cop City. He was against minimum wage. He was, name a whole bunch of so-called liberal positions, Biden was in for it. And I think that's just the United States. We have a people, and we can get them to fight other people based on color or based on income or based on a belief in their cultural differences or whatever, and it's a problem. I mean, when I travel the world, and I do, I'm amazed to see the progress other countries are making compared to the United States. That's why I think people should travel to China. They didn't get rid of things to help the common people in China. And so they got trains that run faster than planes for long distances. They have cars that fly. Nobody's hungry. Nobody is bankrupt because of medical debt, whatever. I think it's just the United States. The rich folks here said, we're sick of these people. They don't take orders like they used to, and they don't service like they used to. And we're going to go back to becoming kings or something, and Trump is just something. DEI, even though with Jewish people now, they're winning DEI cases, so it hasn't completely disappeared. But DEI started going last year. When I looked at the policies at my Ivy League school that I used to go to, they cut things because of DEI, and they got groups fighting against each other in court.
They cut those things not because of DEI. They cut those things because of the administration's position on those things. I mean,
I'm saying
don't blame the schools. They were put between the rock and the hard place.
I'm telling you, this started before this administration last year.
We had Supreme Court cases that forced them. I mean, it was before Trump came in, but the Republicans took over the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said that you couldn't let people into college based on race. You remember that?
They have said that all the time. And that's all that they used to do: let people who had white skin into colleges, no matter that there were black people who had better credentials. They have a guy on TV now, and they're saying we should cry over his death. And he was saying how he felt bad about when he saw a black pilot. So I went and I did a little research and went to six different agencies, and I can't find any black pilots that have had any DEI problems. Who I find that has it are white pilots who have been drinking and certain other things for most of the crashes in this country. So, but that doesn't get put up in the media like stuff like that used to.
All right. So, well, you said it. You know, it doesn't get put out there, but you know, DEI is. I mean, think about that: diversity, inclusion, and I mean, that's what the old red, white, and blue used to stand for. You know, at some point, and now they're running away from it, saying, "No, we don't want no diversity. We don't want no inclusion." You know, what was it? Give me your huddled masses yearning to be free, Statue of Liberty, and all that. Anyhow, hey man, thanks for participating this morning. I see the time now is 11:33, and you're in tune to 89.3 WPFW. We got another caller, so let's see what they're saying. Good morning, caller. What are your thoughts on this? You know, are you concerned that, you know, the administration is taking liberties with the American people, you know, putting the military on them, putting the police on them, ICE, you know, the Justice Department? You know, do we have a friend left on Capitol Hill, you know, or in the White House? Do the citizens have a friend left in the White House? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
This is me.
That's you.
All right. Hey, I just want to let y'all know I'm a Trump supporter, white guy, and I love y'all. Like, I know how y'all feel. I support what he's doing, but I want y'all to know that you still got love coming from the other side.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that, you know, and, you know, I hope you're having conversations, you know, about these things with those friends, with those associates. Okay. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You're on WPFW. Okay. Yeah. You know, Chip, that's the thing that I guess alarms me the most is that, you know, these administration officials are out there making these statements and making these claims and making these proclamations, you know, and, without considering the consequences. You know, it's just a power, basic power move. You know, they want to continue their reign of power. But the American people are being victimized,
right?
You know, by our own government, you know, in situations like this. You know,
I guess my question, I wish our last caller had stayed on a little bit longer, because I want to know how you square the circle of saying that he's thinking about us and he cares about us, but then he's a Trump supporter, because it seems like those are incongruent. I mean, when you see the damage that's being done and just the rhetoric that's being said about communities of color by this administration, I don't know how you square that circle.
Yeah, and there's so many examples of how this administration has targeted, you know, the citizens, all citizens, white, black, brown, you know, yellow, red, you know, gray, for the aliens, you know. It's like, you know, building these camps. I mean, good Lord, man. You know, we're building camps, you know. Something that, you know, you probably would never happen in your lifetime, but here we are.
Right.
You know,
we thought we already learned that lesson.
And, you know, and these administration officials are beating their chests about it. Yeah, we're going to lock up all everybody.
And not only beating their chest, they're selling merch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
So selling merchandise, and many of these administration officials, you know, have benefiting financially, you know, from this adventure, let's restock the prisons, you know, let's build camps. You know, people are profiting from that. All right, let's go back to the phones. 202-588-0893. Your thoughts. Has the administration declared war on the American people? What do you think? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Is this me?
That's you. That is.
Yes, that last caller is confused. See, that's what's wrong with this country. You got too many confused people, especially white people, and you got a lot of black people confused too. Just like Dr. Chris Wilson said, if you don't understand racism, white supremacy, everything else that you think you understand will only confuse you. And that's what the problem is. These people are confused. But what I want to say is this. Donald Trump has not declared war on American people. He has declared war on black and brown people. So that's what white supremacists do. But what he's doing is not going to work, because it's going to lead to a broader field globally. And he's not part of the new generation. He's a fool. So he's not going to recolonize Africa, Asia, and India, and countries like he did 100 years ago
they are not going to be recolonized and dominated by Europeans again. So what he's doing is going to backfire in the long run because he is a narrow-minded, self-centered fool, and everything he's doing will be temporary, and it's going to backfire, and we'll start all over again. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for saying it. 202-588-0893. Number to call. You know, the administration is targeting blue states, you know, to take away money. You know, you got Congress that appropriated millions of dollars, you know, for various, programs within their state. And this administration has decided to go after that money because they want to cripple the state.
Right.
You know? And the state, you know, these are the people, the citizens, you know, they're the ones that need these benefits and services and whatnot. And so that's why, you know, the question remains. I mean, what are you trying to achieve? You know, if you really love the American people, you know, then you would not engage in this type of activity. You wouldn't put them, you know, under such duress.
Right.
And the American people have been under some serious duress, you know, but since pandemic, you know, and
prices are still rising. I mean,
okay. So, you know, that's where we are. So, you know, threatening to send, you know, troops into Seattle and Memphis and, you know, Chicago. And you know, they already did it in D.C., so, you know, and then once again, I'm telling the police and the generals that we want to be more lethal. You know, you break the law, you deserve to get cracked in the head. You know, no justice for you, you don't know. You know, no fair play. You know, and so that's what we're up against. You know, people are, you know, just they're getting bullied. They feel that they don't have any respect from, you know, this administration.
Right. Well, I mean, also they're selective. On who they're going to penalize. You know, it's like. They'll drop cases and pardon and commute those cronies of theirs, but they are demanding, you know, the death penalty for everybody else. I mean, this is like the days of the monarch, you know.
202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW? What are your thoughts?
Hey, brother Ron, Simpson here, Ian Simpson.
Hey. How you doing, man? Good to hear you.
Man, it's good. Live and clear out the stratosphere. Good to hear your voice again, bro. Hey, man, but I want to tell you this, man. This is straight out of a 1933 Germany playbook here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Instead of being Air Hitler, we just want to drop an S in front of that name, and he's going to keep up with his dramatics. And Mr. Peak Express, he can't even do a pull up. He can't even pass a PT test, and he want to chew out Army generals. And he's talking to these guys like they aren't. They're generals, sir. They're not no slack jaw yokels with a mouth half full. Mm-hmm. They didn't get that far by being dumb. So you know what? Keep the faith, America. We good. Love y'all. Peace.
All right. Thanks for the love. Yeah, 202-588-0893. Do we have another caller, Mike? Okay. Once again, this morning we were talking about the administration's attack on the citizens.
On America.
You know, voting is next. Can you imagine the plans they have for that?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, and once again, promising to use the shutdown to gut more federal workers. You know, and not only federal workers, but in the programs, you know, the many programs that exist out there to help people, you know, in need, you know, and you know, with no remorse, you know. But you didn't vote for me, so you get to nothing, you know, and that's what that's essentially what they're telling the American people. And like I say, you know, you got the administration talking about they're going to be more gangster than the gangsters out here in the streets. And I said, that's really, you know, wow.
Okay. What happened to getting prices down? What happened to?
What happened to a lot of things? Okay. All right, let's go back to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike. All right, we have another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, fellas.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yep. Did we lose that one, too?
I can hear you. You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to say I have enjoyed the conversation this morning, and I agree with most of your callers. I wanted to add something to a few of them. I want to ask a question: who is an American? And I'm saying that if I ask you that question and ask Donald Trump the same question, I will get two very different answers.
Different answers, right.
Right? That's because you want to be an American, and Trump is an American. And it starts at the top. And it trickles down, that 1%, and it trickles down. They don't see you as an American. They don't see people of color as Americans. And as soon as we realize that, the better off I think we'll be. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
588-0893. You 3/5 of a man. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
We 3/5 of a man. Not even the whole man. And these folks are still talking about, you know, supporting their Confederacy and, you know, and that whole era.
Right. And our history. We can't get rid of these statues because that's our history.
You know, right.
That's our history.
And we can't engage in our history as you know, African descendants, because they don't want their kids to know about us.
Right. It'll make them feel bad.
Make them feel bad.
Right.
You know? Back to the phones. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPSW.
Hey, good morning, Ron. How are you?
All right. What are your thoughts?
I wanted to make a comment about the war on American people, on American soil, and also tying it into the billionaire class. Did you guys hear about the ICE raid in Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
With the Black Hawk helicopter?
Right.
Okay. I don't know if you've heard about it, but they sent...
Yeah, they killed a man.
Yeah. And they sent 300 ICE agents into a residential building, had a Black Hawk helicopter flying over an apartment building with ICE agents rappelling down the rope from the helicopter. But anyway, that story, to tie it into billionaires, you can look at it on the New York Times website. You can look at it even on People Magazine's website. But the local newspaper owned by a billionaire, you can't find anything about that story in the local newspaper. And I just think that's curious. And I think maybe it's something.
You're not curious. You know what's up, and that's the problem.
Right.
You know? Yeah, there's like Sinclair. Whole Jimmy
Kimmel.
You know, kerfuffle when People didn't know that there were big network conglomerates out there that control large swaths, you know, of people's media time. And
right. People won't get outraged about what they don't know.
Right. There you go. Mm-hmm. So, but now people, you know, they got a wake-up call. Hey, the boycott is over, but I still can't get the show because the network that I got my subscription with, you know, is going to deny me, you know, my rights, deny me my privileges, deny me what I paid for.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So.
Well, that's all. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too, man. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you so much. Just wanted to make a comment. You had mentioned a couple of minutes ago, you talked about where they're going to be headed on voters in terms of voter suppression. And I just wanted to share with folks, Transformative Justice Coalition is one of the major organizations that deals with voter suppression. And Barbara Arnwine, many years ago, identified 72 forms of voter suppression that are currently existing. And that number is growing, to your point. 72 forms. And I encourage people to go up on TJC.org to look at those. But the other point that the brother was mentioning when you were just talking about the unwillingness of white people to share our true history with their children. There's a book called The Possessive Investment in Whiteness by George Lipsitz. And it's a phenomenal book for people to understand how white supremacy has been embedded in everything this country has done since the Constitution. And, you know, reading books like that, I think will help people be able now, because without understanding it. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Okay. Without understanding that history, you know, you're kind of lost because you're trying to connect dots because you don't understand how the foundation is laid. Okay. Mm-hmm. But appreciate
you. How we got this way. Hey, man, thanks for the reminder. Thank you very much for the reminder. All right, let's go to another call. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Good morning. Good morning, caller.
Hello. Hey,
good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Hello. My comment is about the anti-DEI Congress. I don't understand what it is that they're, why is it that they're letting Trump run amok? The Congress, the House, these right-wing Republicans are not doing their job. We're going to end up, this country, especially with the military, this guy Hegseth is a redneck, right-wing segregationist who's trying to re-establish the Confederacy within the military, and these people are letting this happen. So who's going to confront this? You know, that's my comment, and that's somebody needs to get on the ball and get the right wing Congress, Republican Congress, you know, to do their job. That's my comment.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much getting them to do their job or getting them out, you know, that.
Exactly, because they're not going to do their job.
Yeah.
They figure their job is to do exactly what they're doing. And, you know, people keep in mind, you know, this administration, this administration disappears in a year and a half. And, you know, so they're doing, you know, everything they can to lay their bricks.
Right.
You know, while they got the time to do so. The American people, you know, will catch on or won't they? And that's the question. Will the American people catch on and you know, say no to this? That remains to be seen. Chip, another day on the ranch, man.
Yep. Another day.
Another day. And you folks out there, you know, just keep your heads to the sky. Remember that, man? Earth, Wind, and Flame. You know, that was wrong. How old were you then, man? But 19?
was I that old? I don't think so. I was just a babe. but we definitely need to start organizing, you know, and be the change that we want to see, you know. Put these people out.
Bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it from the way I see it.
Yeah, but you said it all, Chip. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating this morning. We'll be back with you next Friday with another edition of Community Watch and Comment. Y'all have a wonderful weekend, okay? Be careful out there.
Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling.
On Tuesday, October 7, 5 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents What Breaks the Heart, joining millions around the world and marking 2 years of genocide in Gaza through interviews, stories, and poetry. The day programming will reflect the cultural and political concept of Palestinian Somali, highlighting the enduring presence, resistance, and connection of the Palestinian people to their land. That's What Breaks the Heart, commemorating 2 years of genocide in Gaza. Tuesday, October 7, 5 a.m. until midnight on WPFW, building a more compassionate world, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, asking you to support WPFW. We ask you, please, to go to the website and make a pledge, maybe $47 or $470 if you can, or $47 a month, to WPFW.org. Hey, if you want to get dinner and a show in New York, if you want to bring a guest with you, maybe your partner or a daughter or son, a friend you want to meet up with in New York, watch the broadcast of Democracy Now! Live, 8 in the morning, sit on the set as we broadcast on over 1,000 stations, and then I get to personally host you for a meal, and we will toast WPFW, and it is an amazing time. We call it dinner and a show, you and your special guest. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org, make the pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon, or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
Attention all parents and youth in the Washington, D.C. area. Looking for a creative, inspiring after-school program? The Word Speeds and Life Academy in Columbia Heights fall session begins September 22nd. For ages 8 to 18, we offer classes in poetry, DJing, graffiti art, college prep, and more. Elementary classes are Mondays and Tuesdays, with youth and young adults on Wednesdays, 3:30 to 6 p.m. Located at 1525 Newton Street Northwest in Columbia Heights, starting September 22nd. It's the Words, Beats, and Life After School Academy. More info at wblinc.org/academy.
All right.
WPFW has offered inspiring music, poignant stories, and critical journalism for over 48 years. Whether reminiscing while hearing Nina Simone or learning about the harm done due to gross global inequity, WPFW has been the soundtrack for moments of revelation, joy, sadness, and resistance. It's your generosity that allows us to continue this tradition of expansive, emancipatory excellence in community radio. We ask you to once again be in solidarity solidarity with WPFW during our fall pledge drive by donating at WPFWFM.org and additionally from October 12th through the 25th at 800-222-9739. There is only one WPFW and only one you, the listener, who is committed to keeping independent music and message available to the people. Your generosity sustains and challenges us to build a better world, one broadcast at a time.
The Can I Kick It Outdoor Summer Movie Series presented by Shaolin Jazz.